We all know Santa's elves must work year-round to meet toy demand at year's end. But who knew this family dairy operation would need to ramp up for the holidays too? It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Trevor Weidrich's family business has hit the taste buds of most Americans.
Grassland produces about a third of the butter in the U.S., so that means every pound of butter you pick up, every one out of three times, it's probably going to come from this facility.
Grassland produces butter for about 100 different labels. Weidrich says the nation does not consume its butter at an even pace, though.
40% of the butter is consumed in Thanksgiving and Christmas time, whether it be for baking or on your table. Just like the toy industry, we can't produce all that product in that short time frame.
They ramp up production in the summer to meet future demand. Giant freezers keep the product in supply for the holiday season.
We can bring it out and temper it slowly back to refrigerated temperatures. If you take frozen product and put it on your tabletop, it'll sweat and bleed out water, and it'll lose its taste and functionality. If you take it from your freezer to your refrigerator to your shelf, it's going to act and taste just like fresh butter.
They'll ship 70 semi-loads of butter a day. They also buy milk from local farmers and cream from area cheese plants to churn into butter. It's a family-owned business whose impact is felt far from central Wisconsin.
It's comforting to know that we're feeding millions of mouths with butter, and it's all done here in Greenwood, Wisconsin, the town of, you know, a little over 1,000 people.
The number of butter manufacturers has dwindled over the past decade, but Weidrich is bullish on butter. In fact, Grassland continues to add to its facilities and has ramped up purchasing milk directly from area farms. It's an important business, not only to local dairymen, but to the nation as well. Traveling the countryside in Greenwood, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.